Hello.
Hello, this is Rose, with Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're listening to the voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. We would like to include your responses to the survey, which will keep confidential, with the responses of several hundred other voters such as yourself.
Okay.
To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. In which county do you currently reside?
Which what?
County.
Oh, Bear. BHAR.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Democrat?
I don't participate in any of it because no one is qualified to lead this country that anyone has appointed. So I'm not interested. Don't care
Okay.
anymore. America is doomed, it's screwed, and I don't care anymore. That's how I
Okay.
feel. You want to know how I feel? I feel like the best years of this country have gone behind it because of selfishness, stupidity, and arrogance. And we are screwed because no one that is running for president right now is qualified to lead this country, and that's all there is to it. And this is not the country that I wanted. This is not the country I want to be in. I like the way it was before, but no, everyone wants to screw everything up and be stupid, so this is what we got. Stupid.
I
So, and
completely
then vote for
understand you. Your opinion is very important to us since we can hear directly from the people what problems are affecting our community. If you would allow me just a few minutes of your time and we will be done. Okay?
okay. Sure.
On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interest and 10 meaning extremely interest, please tell me how interested are you in the November general election for president and Congress from 0 to 10?
Zero.
Okay. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal?
Moderate.
Okay. Now, I would like to read to you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here is the first name. Greg Abbott.
Negative.
That would be somewhat negative or strong negative.
Somewhat.
Okay. Dan Patrick.
Negative. Somewhat.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Very negative.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Somewhat negative.
Okay. The Republican Party.
Somewhat negative.
Adam Hinoza.
Somewhat negative.
The Democratic Party.
Very negative.
Morgan LaMattia.
Somewhat negative.
Okay. If the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates will you vote? Kamala Harris?
I would vote, if I had to vote, I'd vote for Trump.
Okay,
And
thank you
that's
very
it.
much. If the election of the United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates will you vote? Ted Brown, Colin Allred, Ted Cruz, or another name, or you will not vote?
I guess I'd vote for Ted Cruz, even though I think he's a douchebag.
Okay. For which of the following candidates will you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Robin Vargas, Morgan Lamantia, Adam Hinosa, others, or would you not vote?
Okay, I don't know any of those people, so I just say non-vote.
Okay. Do you think Morgan Lamantia has done her job as Texas state senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
Give someone else.
Okay. Now I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if the information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here is the first statement. Adam Hinosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas. And this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values. That will be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
No difference.
Abortion supporter Morgan Lamantia is against the fundamental right to life for the unborn. That will be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Morgan Lamantia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restriction on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedom away from Texas. That would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Okay, and that person there, I'm totally against that. I believe everyone should have firearms. So whatever's the extreme answer against that one, that's the one I want to go with.
So that would be much less likely.
Yes.
Okay. So then the other one will be Morgan Lamantia vote in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to the race and ethnicity and teach that some races and ethnicity are superior to others. That would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
Okay, I don't see any college, and I went to college back in the 80s, and I never was taught anything that one race was more advanced than another, and I'm Asiatic. Okay. So that sounds like a bunch of crap right there, man. Nobody's teaching that white supremacy bull crap. That ain't happening. I don't see it. I live in a white neighborhood, and I'm Asian, and nobody gives me any crap about it. So, I don't understand that one. That doesn't even make any sense. That sounds like something from the 1930s. I just don't agree with it.
Okay. So that would be much less likely.
I guess so.
Okay. Adam Hinosa trained and graduated from the police academy. And that is why he is strong supporter of law enforcement and opposes defunding the police. That will be much more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
I'm against defunding any kind of police force. That's nuts. That's insane. Now, I'm against any defending of the police.
Okay, so that would be much less likely. Okay.
I guess so, yeah.
Adam Hinosa is a successful interpreter and job creator. and today he operates 5 businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area. That would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
No difference.
Morgan LaMantia is working against job in our area by opposing adding any more natural gas plants in Texas. That would be
well, the thing is, I don't know the facts behind that. That's just the biggest problem on that question. I don't know the facts.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia supports boys competing in girls' sport. That would be much more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
I'm against boys competing in girls' sports.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia is in favor of sexually explicit performance, including drag queen show in front of children under 18, and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning queer advocacy group. That would be much more likely. Somewhat more
likely. I'm not a friend of the gay community. I am not a friend of the gay community at all. I don't care about the LGBTQ, RXT, WXYZ, whatever the hell they want to call themselves. So,
okay. So that would be much less likely. Okay.
Very, very, yeah.
The other one, Morgan LaMantia, opposes stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks. Much more likely. Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Well, that's pretty much a circumstance thing. I mean, we had a pandemic and that was necessary.
Okay.
It's not necessary now. We're not in the middle of the pandemic. So I don't even understand why that question is even being asked since we're already through the pandemic and everything.
Okay.
That makes no sense to me.
Okay. Adam Hinoza supports continuing to increase the homestead exemption so homeowners' property taxes can be reduced. That would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
I'm in very, very much agreement with the Homestead Act.
I'm very much agreement with the Homestead Act.
Okay, thank you. Morgan LaMantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry. That would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
A terrorist offensive registry, is that what you said?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
I guess I'd go along with that.
Okay, much more likely. Adam Hinoza supports securing our border to protect our families. That would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
Yeah, I'll just go with most likely.
Okay. Adam Hinoza will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race and gender theory and bring sanity back to our school's policy. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much
less likely. I'm in agreement with that because these kids ain't learning anything in school right now except stupid stuff.
Okay, thank you.
I'm in agreement with that.
Okay. Adam Hinoza had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. That would be much more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
I don't know anything about that. I really don't.
Okay.
I really wouldn't know how to answer that because I don't have enough facts on it.
Okay. To prepare high school students for the job of the 21st century, Adam Hinosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college. That will be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
No difference.
Morgan Lamantia vote against ballot security and for election fraud when she opposed bills that will confirm a voter resident in order to vote. Much more
likely. Some of the questions you ask seem like they're based more on someone's opinion than anything actually back, to be honest.
Some of them are statements that they provide us with from reports.
Okay. Well, look, a lot of it seems biased. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm just going to be honest with you. Look, I came from a communist country, and I came here to get away from bullshit. And now I'm in the middle of bullshit. Here it is 40 years later. And your survey seems so freaking propped up bias, it's almost comical that you're asking me these questions. Okay? And I've answered a lot of them, and a lot of it just not sitting to, no insult to you. I know you're just doing your job, but it seems like a bunch of crap to me, and I don't want to participate any further. I'm going to go back to doing what I was doing when you called me, and I really appreciate your time as you as an individual, but you need to tell your sources that have you asking this, that you're asking a bunch of biased questions that don't do any good for anyone, because that's all there it is biasm. We need facts, we need truth, and we're not getting it because news reporters and everyone out there, all they want to do is report their opinion. And that's what's screwed up about America now. That's why we're divided, because everyone thinks that only their opinion matters. So I don't want to participate in this anymore. Respect to you for asking me the questions. I know you're doing your job. But I just don't care to participate in this anymore, because to me it's a waste of time. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you as a person. But whoever's calling the shots on what you're doing, tell them to go to hell.
Well, I really appreciate it.